Hey there, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Joe.
And we're from the Amity Affliction, and you're listening to Triple M Hard and Heavy.
We've dropped in a bit to talk about hard and heavy music and play you some of the songs that we love.
Whether it's bands that have inspired us or a song that caught our ear more recently, there's just so much great music around. My father always listened to AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. There was always music playing at home, you know, whether it was Joe Cocker or James Taylor, but especially I really loved AC/DC and the heavier stuff. So, and you know, definitely bonded with my dad over that. And you know, we always argue over who was better, Bon Scott or Brian Johnson. And his favorite album was Back in Black, and I have to agree with that, honestly, as much as I love Bon Scott, but in particularly that song.
Yeah, growing up, a similar situation. My father used to listen to Pantera and Metallica and all those bands like that. And I remember being really young and my mom getting pissed off all the time because my dad would secretly let me listen to them while he like worked out. Don't let him listen to it. It's going to ruin his life.
And look at you now.
Look
it
at
completely
me now.
Ruined your life.
But no, that's that was like my introduction.
My dad bought me, he gave me the option between a motorbike for my 12th birthday or a guitar. And of course I chose the motorbike, but got the guitar. Because that's probably a little cheaper. But I'm glad he did. And then I got lessons. He showed me my first song, which was Smoke on the Water. I think that's most people's
Sick.
First songs they learn. And yeah, the rest is history. So it's time to choose our top 10 hard and heavy anthems and play them for you today. First up, this is a song by Cold Chamber that I must have seen on Channel V as a kid, you know, on one of the metal shows or something. I just love the riff, and the music video is super creepy as a man in an ice cream truck. And, you know, it's just like one of the first or maybe favorite songs during the new metal era that really hit me. And I was just like, hell yeah, moshing in my room to it. So here it is. This is Cold Chamber, Loco, on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Triple M Hard and Heavy, pure hard rock and heavy metal.
Hey, what's up? We're the Amity Affliction, and that was AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Chose that song. It's probably one of the first like heavy like rocker songs I'd ever listened to. Speaking about our fathers before, showing us AC/DC, things like that. And it just stuck with us. It's just such a ripper.
Yeah, it's a highway to hell.
Yeah, man. It's
doesn't get much cooler
the way
than
we
that.
Live our lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are on a highway to hell. But we just, you know, sit around on a bus or a van. And
yeah.
And it is
pretty
all
boring. But we think it's pretty intense.
Yeah. But yeah, that is, we are on the highway to hell.
Mm-hmm. We're choosing some of our favorite hard and heavy albums and giving you some insight into why we want to share them with you today. Still to come is Limp Bizkit and Nirvana.
But right now, Hole, Celebrity Skin. The reason I chose this song was because I love Nirvana and I loved Hole back in the day as well. I just love, you know, chicks in metal. It's not really a common thing. And I think this song, or maybe the whole album, was helped written by Billy Corgan.
Really? Because
they were dating at the time. Uh-huh. And yeah, just there's so many ripper tracks. Malibu, you know, and this one, Celebrity Skin. So yeah, here it is on Triple M Hard and Heavy. This is Triple M Hard and Heavy, now playing. How good is that? We're the Amity Affliction, taking over the station to play you some of my favorite hard and heavy anthems. That was Metallica, The Memory Remains.
We chose that song. That was off the album Reload.
Reload,
which
yeah.
is kind of an unsung Metallica record.
Yeah.
But it's very, very, very heavy. And I remember growing up, I played hockey, and on the way to most of my practices, that was the go-to album for my brother and I. Just
moshing in
just
the car
moshing
with
in the
hockey
van.
Sticks.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of, you know, when Metallica shot into the mainstream, but
oh, yeah.
I think the catchiest songs were when that started to happen, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, after the Black album is when they really just went, no more thrash, no more nothing. We're just going to be like
A household name. We're currently on a regional tour of Australia, playing a bunch of shows that we haven't, you know, even been to some of these places before, especially our drummer Joe,
yeah.
who is American and is very much enjoying the Spiders,
yeah.
et cetera. But yeah, no, it's been great so far. And, you know, hopefully you can check out the tour dates on theamityaffliction.net and come out to a show. We've got a new album coming out, actually. It's called
Everybody Loves You Once You Leave Them.
Yeah, and we've actually released one track from that already, All My Friends Are Dead, and a brand new single, Soak Me in Bleach, which is definitely one of my favorite songs we've ever written. And yeah. I think the crowd would agree.
It's going,
very well so far.
People have spoken. Still to come, we got Korn and Def Leppard, so stick around. You're on Triple M Hard and Heavy with the Amity Affliction.
Triple M Hard and Heavy, pure hard rock and heavy metal. Hi there, it's Aaron from the Amity Affliction, and that was Limp Bizkit, My Way. I actually also discovered this song from watching Channel V, because I am a TV junkie. As a kid, we had Ozstar. That was regional for Foxtel. But yeah, I was so stoked when my parents got it, because we used to watch Bold and the Beautiful, because we only had one channel.
Coming up so much on this tour. I've never heard you speak of it so much.
It's insane, I was watching it the other night. But anyway, that aside, Limp Bizkit was one of my favorite bands growing up, and especially during the new metal wave. And this song, for some reason, I just love the cruisy vibe, and I don't know, the chord progression just is like a sad vibe as well, but it's a really heavy hitting song for me, and it's just like, you know, screw you, I'm gonna do it my way. Yeah. Very empowering for a child, anyway. Yeah,
rebel without a cause. Today we're taking over Triple M Hard and Heavy, playing some of our favorite hard and heavy anthems for you, the bands that have inspired us, the songs that have been the soundtrack to life as a music lover. At number six was Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box. Before I got into like heavy metal, Metallica, Pantera, all these other bands that I was talking about, Slayer, it was Nirvana. It was like Nirvana, Rage Against the Machine. That was the wave.
The grunge wave.
Wave. For us, you know, and pretty much everybody involved in music.
Everyone is inspired.
Everybody was inspired by Nirvana.
And going back to the TV thing, the Heart-Shaped Box, the music video is probably, you know, one of my favorite music videos. It's super dark, and, you know, there's a guy getting nailed to the cross, and there's crows, like, there's funny parts as well. So, yeah, it's just a sick song.
Had it all.
Let's just keep going with the flow and spin another favorite hard and heavy anthem. This is Korn, Never Never, on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Hey, we're the Amity Affliction, and we're taking over Triple M Hard and Heavy.
That was a Deftones, Be Quiet and Drive.
And I chose that one because, you know, Deftones, again, one of my favorite bands growing up, doing real different stuff. The first time I heard Shove It, I learned to play it on guitar. Everyone would play it, you know, at school and their break, and do-dee-dee-doo-dee-doo, you know, real fun riff to learn. But my favorite song off that album, Around the Fur, is Be Quiet and Drive, just because it's just so emo to me. It's just like really emotional.
This is Triple M Hard and Heavy. We're the Amity Affliction here playing DJ. And before that, you heard
Korn, Never Never. I've been a huge fan of Korn ever since I was a kid. Life is Peachy was one of my favorite albums and still is. You know, they were just saying naughty words and just being insane people and wearing Adidas. I used to try and twist my hair to make dreadlocks like Jonathan Davis. Looked like a real loser, but that was fun. And yeah, they just keep putting out new music, and I still love them to this day. And this song especially, you know, they went kind of a bit pop, and I just love the, you know, that they actually can just do whatever they want, and I will still like it. I have a huge Korn tattoo on my leg, which I got only like a couple of years ago. But yeah, they're just one of my favorite bands of all time.
All right, we got two more songs left before they kick us out of here. This is one of them. This is Def Leppard, Photograph, on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Triple M Hard and Heavy, pure hard rock and heavy metal. You just heard Def Leppard, Photograph. The reason we chose that song, for me personally, Def Leppard, I keep going back to talking about my father, but along with Pantera and Metallica and things like that, it was one of the first bands he had showed me. And they're just a band to me. Every song they write is a hit, and they're just so easy and fun to listen to, and the recordings always sound so good. They always had the most insane album covers, too, for me when I was a kid, and like the font was always so sick and sharp. And
yeah, it's a cool logo.
And they were just like the quintessential like heavy metal band for a while for me.
Heavy hair metal.
Yeah, heavy hair metal, not heavy metal. Well, to come to this, we're at the end. Time for one final selection.
And you already know what it's going to be. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Let's go.
I mean, how do you even explain why this is chosen? It's just the best metal song of all time, I think. It's just got everything. It's like almost rap metal. Like, this is before its time.
It's very bouncy, I mean, but the riff is so insane.
I mean, yeah, like,
you can't deny it.
It's probably the most played song on Triple M, surely. I mean, yeah.
Everybody perks up when that song comes on. Everybody.
Yeah. I remember my dad. When did this come out? Like 1980 or something? He just said sitting here talking about our dads all day. But again, he was just like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard. And he said him and his boys just absolutely partied all night. Yeah. Yeah. I wish I was there for that, but Roll Tide, AC/DC, Back in Black. We're the Amity Affliction. Thanks for having us. Stick around on Triple M, Hard and Heavy.